This is the New Rainbow Report with Doug Pollard, your veteran Rainbow reporter, bringing you news, views, interviews and information from and for the Australian LGBTI community. Today, I'm in a conversation with the leader of Australian Marriage Equality, Alex Greenwich.
I just wanted to touch base regarding the stories you've had up on the Stirrer.
Yeah. As you may have gathered from what I've written, I'm hearing a lot of chatter from a lot of people that basically, although publicly you are still strongly against the idea of a plebiscite, you are actually behind the scenes working to facilitate one.
Yes, yeah, so like, well, firstly, that is completely untrue. Since the result of the election, we knew, the result wasn't known on the 2nd of July or the 3rd of July, but I have been on the phone to crossbenchers, friendly people within the coalition, people in the opposition, people in the Greens, and made it very clear that we do not want a plebiscite. In the lead up to the election, we took the campaign not only for marriage equality, but against a plebiscite outside of the bubble and into the burbs. Mm-hmm. And, whether it was in Woomba or Golden or Wodonga, we were running really good workshops with local campaigners on the ground to get them active and engaged. That led to all sorts of really great local media stories and good local campaigns. We're kind of at the point where, in terms of in the inner city seats, there was saturation of the issue, mm. and we needed to make sure that this was an issue that was outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Despite all that, there is a perception that, in fact, you appeared to run very quietly during the campaign. There weren't a lot of big public statements against the plebiscite, for example. There wasn't, I don't know if you did go out there, like, get up sort of leafleting in constituencies and things like that. If you did, I haven't heard about it. So there's a perception in some quarters that although you may have been conducting your little tea parties or whatever around the various constituencies, there wasn't a lot of big public noise in the constituencies where there are opponents to marriage equality, whatever side of politics they may be on. You're listening to the New Rainbow Report with Doug Pollard.
Doug Pollard here with the New Rainbow Report, talking today with the leader of Australian marriage equality, Alex Greenwich.
Very, very hard to cut through with anything during an election campaign when the major parties are sort of just blanketing everything in sight. Yes, it's peculiar, isn't it? It seems to have been decided as something they could possibly wedge Malcolm Turnbull on. Not that I think that's very likely, but...
I understand you're hearing chatter. Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing that chatter. People have not raised directly with me, and I always encourage people to do it. You know, I do weekly calls with everybody in the AME world. People haven't raised this kind of stuff with me. So I guess I'm surprised that I'm getting it secondhand through you, and if people do have these concerns, you know, please encourage them to talk to me directly.
Yeah, well, I've got questions been raised with me about, you know, AME is not transparent in the way it determines its political strategy. What's the process here? What's the consultation with the gay community at large that determines your direction?
Yeah, that's a good question. So AME obviously has a board. I'm on it. Tim Pepper's on it. Shirlene Robinson's on it. Rodney's on it. Jay Allen's on it. And obviously boards make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we actually did a really big survey of our, not only of our database, but our Facebook page, onto people's views on a range of things. And it was quite clear that people obviously find the website to be unnecessary. It was quite clear that people wanted us to be active in constituencies around the country. It was quite clear that people in rural and regional centres wanted more support for their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that we were able to respond appropriately to that in a time when there's obviously, you know, there's great confusion about what's actually going to happen. If I could control what would happen, it would be that the government would deliver marriage equality. I've been trying to do that for the past 8 years. But there is confusion and uncertainty, and we can only control so much. What we control is what we can do, and I know, and if you ask my husband, he would tell you that I was certainly busier than I ever have been in the lead up to the election.
Yeah, you mentioned there, let's just take you back slightly, you mentioned there about gathering input from the AME world. So you have like regular phone calls with like the state conveners and so forth?
Correct.
How often do you hold those?
We hold those weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's state conveners and other people who are running, you know, local campaigns on the ground. Basically, it's the campaigners for marriage equality.
Yeah.
Who are associated with us. We have, you know, regular and open dialogue with everybody.
And that's also the channel by which you convey what you're up to back to them.
It's true that, but also, Doug, we do almost weekly, emails to our database list, which is 50,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty engaged with our 130,000 plus social media page and on Twitter. There's multiple ways in which people can engage with us and ask questions, and indeed there's multiple ways in which we engage with people and ask questions.
You're listening to the New Rainbow Report with Doug Pollard. Doug Pollard here with the New Rainbow Report, talking today with the leader of Australian marriage equality, Alex Greenwich.
Just wanted to talk about what Ivan Hinton is doing now. He's gone off and founded something completely different. It sounds as though it's like a ramped up version of your tours around the country and building cells in country areas, cutting across the divides and trying to bring on board a lot more straight allies and so forth. Is this a rivalry that's coming up here?
No, you know, Ivan reached out to us to collaborate with him. We've reached out to him to collaborate with us. I'm keen to work with anyone who wants to progress marriage equality. And Ivan is someone who, I've been lucky to work with and who is really passionate about this topic and just like me wants to make sure that this gets achieved.
I first met Ivan when I was doing the Rainbows Over Margaret Court Arena thing. And Ivan rang me completely out of the blue and said, I've never done any activism before, but I'm coming down to the open. Can I help? So I've got a lot of respect for Ivan. I know he's not everyone's cup of tea, and he can be extremely fractious to deal with at times because he does get very passionate.
Ivan is really passionate, and he is someone who, like me, wants to see marriage equality being achieved as soon as possible. And as far as I'm concerned, the more people, the merrier involved in this campaign. We do need multiple voices. Obviously, people are going to run online campaigns. They're going to run direct lobbying campaigns. There's going to be rallies. There's going to be media and social media. Mm. And any campaign needs all of those elements to be successful.
Yeah. Again, coming back to something you said earlier, there's an awful lot that we don't know at this stage. We haven't seen this, well, I haven't seen this bill. I've been told various things about what it might or might not have in it, but, people pushing barrows and all that. We don't know what the question is, although, as I understand it, George Brandis is the one writing it. There's obviously a lot of jockeying going on inside the coalition about that, and we haven't seen the bill, we don't know the question, we haven't got a timetable, form of voting, we just don't know anything at this point. Do you have any clue as to when we might know something?
Look, my guess is that the coalition party room will meet once the parliament goes back, and this will obviously be an agenda item for them. I'm not sure how much they're going to prioritise that. How the coalition is actually going to deal with it, what the process is going to be, when it's going to be, what the question's going to be, etc. That's a question for the government. It's a question we keep on asking them. And it's a question that's also going to involve the crossbench and the opposition. And, like I said, it's my hope that, people in the government, people on the crossbench, people in the opposition will all come together, work together, and, just get the parliament to achieve marriage equality. That's the easiest way.
Yeah.
If they go through the process of imposing a plebiscite on us, who knows what happens then. But in terms of what's in the legislation, whether there is actually legislation, I don't have those answers.
Well, the noises coming out of my contacts in the Liberal Party are saying, give up, all over, you're not going to get a bill unless you go with the plebiscite. If you knock over the plebiscite idea, it's off the table for the rest of this parliament.
Yeah, look, and so I think and there's been kind of media reports that have suggested that as well, I think. I think there's just a, we're going through a period of time where we need more information. So we need to know, indeed, what is this plebiscite that they keep on talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What does the outcome of that plebiscite mean? Can there be a free vote instead of a plebiscite? What's the Senate going to do? What's the makeup of the Senate going to look like?
Yeah.
We are in an unfortunate period of uncertainty for the marriage equality movement at the moment. I know people come to me and come to AME wanting to get the answers to, what's going to happen. We don't have a crystal ball. But what we are doing at the moment is, we've identified we're in a bit of a holding pattern. We know that there are a lot of new MPs in the coalition, opposition, and lots of new senators. So we're about to start a big campaign of reaching out to them to why it is important that this parliament resolve marriage equality, really starting to share with them the personal stories of people in their electorates and their constituencies, get people engaged and really ramped up on a campaign to make sure the parliament achieves marriage equality. And we'll be getting more information about that out in the coming probably,
Right.
We get half, but now that we kind of know coalition's been returned, Senate makeup is uncertain, what we know we can do now, and you'll hear me say this on the hack today, is two things. One, engage in respectful and detailed and active lobbying of people across the political spectrum to deliver marriage equality, and two, make sure people across the country in the constituencies of particularly new MPs are active and sharing their stories and their reasons for marriage equality as much as possible.
You're listening to the New Rainbow Report with Doug Pollard. Pollard here with the New Rainbow Report, talking today with the leader of Australian Marriage Equality, Alex Greenwich.
Are there any circumstances under which you can see yourselves agreeing to a plebiscite?
Look, I don't think it's actually up to us to agree to a plebiscite or not. We have made it quite clear to everybody that we want the Parliament to achieve marriage equality.
But supposing that it does come out of the coalition that you can have your marriage equality bill, but you have to have the plebiscite first if you want this Parliament to deal with it. How do you deal with that situation? No, I'm not suggesting they'd ask you for it. I'm suggesting they give you basically an ultimatum and say, if you want us to do anything on this, we have got to have a plebiscite first. I mean, then we're stuck with it, whether AME likes it or not, or I like it or not, or anyone else likes it or not.
Yeah, sure.
They will go ahead with it.
Look, I would say if a plebiscite is imposed on us, and a plebiscite would... want to win it. I certainly don't want to lose it. If we are in a situation where, in 6 to 8 weeks' time, the coalition party ring has got together, they've said, we've got the numbers to pass the plebiscite through both houses, it's on, then I want to make sure we win it.
Yeah. What do you think our chances are?
Well, if we run a positive and inclusive campaign that focuses on uniting people across Australia, across the political spectrum, I think we've got a good chance. But I would also say to the government and to the opposition and to the Greens that they also have a responsibility here, that our supporters across the political spectrum, if, for whatever reason, we've ended up in a situation where we have an unnecessary plebiscite, it's because previous parliaments have not achieved marriage equality.
Mm-hmm.
And all the parties have a responsibility to bring people together to make sure this issue is not a political football and to make sure we win this.
Yeah, because even if we do have a plebiscite, as everyone's been busily pointing out, it's only advisory. And how... Yes,
yeah.
And how Malcolm Turnbull can say, it'll breeze through if you get a yes vote, I'm not sure. I don't know what magic wand he's concealing there.
Well, that's it. I mean, we have such little detail, and I think that it's vital that, the government, the opposition, everybody in our parliament consult with the community on this, on the path to marriage equality. We've worked previously to get Senate inquiry on a plebiscite in the last parliament, we made it clear in our submission we don't want a plebiscite, and we made it clear that there should be continued consultation. I think while we're in this holding pattern, we do have a bit of a responsibility to make sure that we prepare for every scenario to make sure that if there is a plebiscite, we win it. But let's see, we don't know the makeup of the Senate. There's the final Senate seat in every space to yet be known. There's what is this legislative package that the government's campaign that the parliament should allow every Australian to marry the person they love in the country that they love.
Mm. So I presume what you just said back there about being prepared for every eventuality is the source of the grumbles I've been hearing about you, I think the phrase was, keeping your powder dry during the election so as to have the resources to use if a plebiscite happens.
I don't think we kept our hell dry. You know, in the... I made the mistake of going on holiday and I left on like the 26th of June. Can I tell you, in that week, the amount of calls I got from people across the political spectrum, either happy with us or angry with us, you know, we were active in 30 electorates, and I guess, sure, I understand that not everybody saw it. That's because we were going out of the bubble and into the burbs, mm-hmm. and that's what it needed to be. The really encouraging thing about an issue like marriage equality is it's something that actually brings us all together,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that we can all celebrate once it's achieved. It's just getting to that point is continues to be tough.
Yes, well, I've booked my Hawaiian wedding, so I've given up waiting for Australia. Okay, well, thanks for that, Alex.
You've been listening to the New Rainbow Report with Doug Pollard, your veteran Rainbow reporter. Back soon with more news, views, opinions and interviews from the Australian LGBTI community.